You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. So it is spring. At the time of the release of this episode, it is April. And during this time of the year, lots of people start doing spring cleaning in their homes. But you can do the same thing for your business. And that is what we are talking about today. So today's episode is titled Spring Clean Your Business, 6 Ways to Refresh Your Online Service Business. And I titled it 6 ways, but it's actually like 6 different areas or 6 categories. And then there's a bunch of different ways you can do it in each category. So it's more than 6 ways, but that's just how I title it. Now, what's the purpose of doing spring cleaning in your business? Basically, you can refresh things in your business. You can declutter, get organized, streamline things, and then you can just integrate everything that's in your business ecosystem. The benefits, you can have increased efficiency, which means that you can finish your tasks quicker. There's a better productivity. And I'm actually going to talk about productivity specifically for mompreneurs in a future episode this month. So stay tuned for that. You can also have increased focus, right? So when you do some spring cleaning and you declutter and all these things, distractions are removed, and then you can also enhance or solidify your reputation with your audience and your clients based on what you do during your spring cleaning. Now, we're calling it spring cleaning, but these items don't have to be confined to doing them in the springtime. Some of these things I talk about today, they're on my summer to-do list, and you can do them whenever it makes sense for you to do them in your business, when you have time or when you are able to delegate it out to someone else. So let's just go ahead and hop right into these 6 different categories. So you can take a look at your offers, right? So when you look at your offers, check your offers based on your current capacity and your preference. Sometimes we just keep things going in our business because we've just been doing it for so long. But periodically, you want to check to see if it makes sense based on what's going on in your life. Right, if it's springtime or if it's going into summertime, especially for the moms who will have their kids at home soon from summer break, you know, do your offers make sense for the capacity that you will have in the summer while your kids are at home? This is something that you can begin preparing for now. And even just your preference, like, are you realizing that maybe you don't like to do longer containers, like 6-month containers with people? Maybe you just want to do VIP days. So this is a good time to just kind of check in on your offers and just refresh and update them based on your capacity and based on your preference. And again, you can think about doing some seasonal offers, right? So I already mentioned the whole summer thing with the kids. But like since it's springtime, I'm going to be offering a systems spring refresh. So some of these things that I'm talking about today, I'll actually be able to help you come into your business and audit your technology or audit your workflows, audit your tech stack for you during the system spring refresh. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit, but that's a seasonal offer. It's something that I'm only going to be offering from now until June 20th, which is like the end of spring, technically. So you might be able to do something similar in your business. Is there a seasonal offer that you want to put out there or start planning for in the future? And then you want to also at this time check your offer pricing. Okay, is your pricing what it should be? Now, for me, when it comes to pricing and my budgeting and all the business stuff, I follow initially when I first started getting into this, I followed the profit first method from the book by Mike Michalowicz. It's a really good book. It just helps you to pretty much organize your finances. It's not a financial management system. It's just really helping you to organize your finances. So check your offer pricing based on what your monthly goals are, right? How much you need to be bringing in your business per month based on how much you are giving yourself as the owner, your owner compensation. That's all broken down in Profit First. So I'll put a link to that in the show description if you want to check out that book if you haven't already. But again, check your offer pricing. Does it make sense for your audience? Does it make sense for your revenue goals? Okay, so that's the first area where you can do some spring cleaning is your offers. All right, the next area is your marketing and your branding. And so this is more visual stuff. So does your logo or your brand, your visual identity, does that need a little bit of a refresh? Does it still make sense for the audience that you are targeting? Does it look old and outdated? You know, is it too trendy? So you want to look at your logo and see if there's anything that might need to be done with that. If you do not have brand colors, this might be a good time to start thinking about that. I work with a designer to do my brand. I think they call it a brand board that pretty much outlines the mood of your brand, the colors, the fonts that you're going to use. And so that helps with your visual identity too. So just checking out your brand colors, picking brand colors if you don't have those yet already. This will also be a good time to do a spring photo shoot, especially if, you know, the pictures that you have don't really correlate with the current season that we're in. This is something that I'm going to be working on. I haven't done a photo shoot in a while, actually. Plus, I've also had another child since my last photo shoot. So I think it's time to have a shoot with both of my kids in them. So you can do that around springtime. You can have spring themed photos or just photos that look less wintry, right? So that's another thing you can do during spring cleaning within your marketing and branding. And then just looking at your social media cover photos. So again, does that need some type of updating? Does the messaging need updating? Does the imagery need updating based on what you have going on in your business in this season? All right, so that's the second category. And the third category is your website. And I kind of gave this its own category because there are so many things that can go on your website or things to consider when it comes to your website. So first is your content. Does the content on your website make sense for the things that you are offering? Is your content in alignment with your offers? Okay. You also want to consider if your messaging is speaking to your current audience. I know sometimes we pivot in business and updating a website, depending on your tech savviness, can just be something you don't want to deal with. But as we pivot in business, we want to make sure that our website is reflecting the pivots that we are making. And so you want to make sure that your message is continuing to speak to the audience that you are trying to attract. Then you definitely want to check out all of your website links. Check and double check them. Website and social media, but just check all of your links to make sure that they actually go to where they are supposed to go. You know, I've been guilty of this, having the wrong thing linked to somewhere or just having the link not go anywhere, which can hinder the experience that your potential client has. So you just want to make sure that all of your links are operable and doing what they're supposed to do. And then you can also update your website pages. You can add different pages, take your different pages away. Some of the things that I'm going to be adding to my website, well, this first one I don't have plans to, but I've seen this in a couple of places where some people have everything pages. And so it's pretty much all of their offers on one page. This is not necessarily something that I'm looking to do, but I have seen it. And it can be cool depending on, you know, your business and how you are sharing your information. What I will be doing is creating a speaker page where I've guested on podcast episodes, as speaking is something that I want to get more into during the second half of this year and next year as well. So I'll have a speaker page on my website, a resources page as well. I have it in a document with all of the resources that I use in my business. that links to the different tools and the affiliate links that I have, but that's something that needs to go on the website. And then also at the time of this recording, I need to be doing a podcast page on my website. By the time this is released, the page probably will already be up. But again, that's just updating and adding pages to your website. Okay. So that's the third area, your website, that you can do some spring cleaning. And the fourth area, and this is if you have a podcast. I know everyone does not have a podcast. So if you don't have one, this won't apply to you. But if you do have a podcast, some areas where you can do some spring cleaning are your podcast playlist. So I like to do playlists to kind of just group my podcast episodes by topic. Or if I have participated in bundles in the past, I talked about bundles in episode 60, I believe. I'll link it in the show description. I like to create playlists for the bundles that I participate in that relate to the resource that I provide, or it just relates to the audience of the bundle as a larger whole. So if you don't have playlists, you can create some playlists during your spring cleaning, or you can just clean them up, right? If you have some, just update them or delete some if you don't need to have those anymore. Also with your podcast, your cover art, this is something that I'll be doing spring or summer, is updating our cover art for this podcast. And then also just updating your descriptions to make sure it makes sense. Like I know I had to go in and change my description a little bit from mom of one to mom of two. So just making sure that all of the verbiage for your podcast still makes sense for what's going on in your business and your life. That was the fourth area. So next, the fifth area that you can do some spring cleaning is your systems. Now, when I talk about systems, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, process plus people plus tools, right? Any training that I do that I talk about systems, that is what I consider systems to be. It's your process plus your people plus your tools. When it comes to your systems, the way you can spring clean, or just some ideas, which I mentioned earlier, is you can audit your tech stack. I talk about what a tech stack is in episode 61. I'll link it here in the show description. But basically, it's all of the tools or the software that you're using in your business collectively to support you in operating your business, right? So during this time, you can go through and kind of say, well, do I really need this? I know a lot of times we just kind of get things because maybe somebody else had it and they said it worked well for them. Or we might see an ad for something and we're just signing up for free trials of things. But you can take this time to just audit to see if all of the things that you're using in your business, if you're actually using them and if you need to be using them. Okay. Now, if this is something that you don't necessarily want to do yourself or you might need some support in, this is where my systems spring refresh can come into handy. I can audit your tech stack for you based on your business goals and how you operate. We can see if it makes sense for you to be using the tools that you're using, and we can really optimize your tech stack during the system spring refresh. You also can audit your workflows, and this is another area where I can support you in the systems spring refresh. Audit your workflows. So when you're doing this, you want to check for your deliverability. Are the workflows basically doing what they are supposed to be doing? Is the information being delivered in terms of, you know, lead magnets, digital products, services? So we're checking for deliverability. We're checking the links to make sure, again, that they are going to where they need to go, that they're working. You want to check the automations, that things are triggering when they need to be triggered, and the information that is supposed to be triggered is actually getting triggered. You want to be checking the verbiage to make sure it makes sense in your workflows, and then also just making sure that the process or the journey that you're taking people through in your workflow, that it makes sense as well. Okay. So again, if that's something that you need support with, we can do that through the system's spring refresh. Click the link in the show description to get more details about that. And then the final area where you can do some spring cleaning is like admin or your backend operations. And with this, lots of things can fall in this category, but this could look like cleaning your inbox, and you can set up things like rules and filters and folders. I know I have a couple set up for if a particular person might send an email, they go to a specific folder. You know, if you have a VA and they're checking certain types of information, you can have them filtered into a different folder or just going to a different inbox. You can clean your desktop. Me, this is something I do periodically because I can't really, it's hard for me to operate in clutter, whether it's physical or digital. So I do organize my desktop a couple of times a year. So you can clean your desktop. I know that's kind of like the dumping ground for things sometimes when we're doing work. You can also, I actually saw this one over on Threads. Somebody was talking about their Canva files and how they needed to be organized. And it's so true. This is an area that I need to work on. But you can organize your Canva files or have somebody else do it for you. Organize your drive, right? If you're using Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever else you're using to store files, organize them, make sure that they have nice folders. And then just you want to create a hub for your business information so that everything is in one place. I use ClickUp for this. And so all of your business information, all of your major links, just information about you, your bio, your headshots, just anything that you need to grab quickly and things that you repeatedly need to grab, just create a hub in some type of file or project management system that will help you to stay organized. So again, some of these items in admin are things that I can support you with as well during the system spring refresh. All right, so let me just go back through really quick. I'm only going to do high level recap. So you can check your offers, your marketing and your branding, your website, your podcast, your systems, and your admin or your operations during spring cleaning. And again, the goal and the purpose is really to just declutter, get organized so you can be streamlined, more efficient, have more focus, and really just enhance and solidify your reputation with your clients and your audience as well. So drop me a message on Instagram or DM me on Instagram and let me know what you're going to be spring cleaning this year. I hope this was helpful and see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.